Emotive-friendly, so the U.S. Treasury is flexing its financial muscle in a big way, targeting crypto exchanges in the U.K. for allegedly helping Iran. This isn't just about sanctions. It's a bold move in the digital age.
Friendly, serious, exactly. This is the first time the U.S. has directly gone after crypto platforms themselves. It's a clear signal that the digital economy can't operate in a vacuum anymore.
Emotive-friendly, right. They're accusing these exchanges of funneling funds to Iran, a country already under strict sanctions. It's like saying, you can't hide behind the blockchain anymore.
Friendly, serious. This isn't just about punishing Iran. It's about reshaping how sanctions are enforced. The U.S. is saying, if you're part of the crypto ecosystem, you're now part of the enforcement framework.
Emotive-friendly, that's a game changer. It's not just about individual actors anymore. It's about the infrastructure, the exchanges, wallets, and processors that power the crypto world.
Friendly, serious, absolutely. The Treasury is targeting the system, not just a few bad actors. This shows they're ready to tackle the unique challenges of digital finance head-on.
Emotive-friendly and the rationale. It's twofold. First, cutting off Iran's access to the U.S. financial system. Second, holding platforms accountable for enabling sanctioned activities, whether they knew it or not.
Friendly, serious, that's a huge shift. It's like saying, you can't just be a facilitator. You're responsible for the consequences of your platform's use.
Emotive-friendly, exactly. This move is redefining what it means to be a sanctioned entity. Now, even the tools that enable illicit activity are fair game.
Friendly, serious, the implications for the crypto industry. They're facing a new era of compliance. Think of it as the digital version of traditional finances, AML rules.
Emotive-friendly, right. Exchanges will need to invest in tools like blockchain analytics and real-time monitoring. It's no longer move fast and break things. Now it's move fast but stay compliant.
Friendly, serious, and the cost of non-compliance. It's not just fines, it's exclusion from the U.S. financial system, which is a major player in global transactions.
Emotive-friendly. This is a wake-up call for the entire industry. If you're not adapting, you're risking your place in the market.
Friendly, serious, the U.S. is sending a clear message. Crypto isn't a loophole anymore. It's a critical node in the global financial web, and they're not going to let it be used recklessly.
Emotive-friendly, and for Iran. This move is a direct hit on their ability to bypass sanctions. It's a reminder that the digital age can't shield nations from accountability.
Friendly, serious. This is more than a regulatory shift, it's a strategic statement. The U.S. is redefining how power and control are exercised in the digital era.
Emotive-friendly, so what's next? The crypto world will have to balance innovation with compliance or risk being sidelined. It's a new chapter in the story of digital finance.
Friendly, serious, and for the rest of the world. This could be the start of a global crackdown on crypto's role in sanctions evasion. The future of finance is being rewritten, one block at a time.